This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state's process for creating political maps for state and federal races for the next decade could be upended by a delay in federal census data. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Voters approved independent redistricting commissions that will set boundaries that make congressional seats competitive. Jeremiah Berry is the staff attorney for the state's commission. He says work can't begin until the U.S. Census Bureau's population data arrives.
The only question is really how much longer and how big an impact it's going to have on the work of the commission.
If the data arrives too late, Berry says nonpartisan staff would be forced to submit their own plan for congressional and statehouse districts. He says that's a last resort. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis offered a cautiously optimistic outlook regarding COVID-19 in an update Tuesday. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The governor is hopeful those over 70 can get vaccinated by the end of February. He says other COVID-19 metrics like transmission and hospitalizations are headed in the right direction, but he urges continued caution.
We really can't let up now. We're here in mile 23 of the marathon, and we just have to make sure to finish it strong.
The governor envisions tweaking the state's color-coded dial once those 70-plus get vaccinated and eventually winding it down if the positive trends hold. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have a sunny day and highs mostly in the 30s. This is CPR News.